today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
Today, Monday, is the 19th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Esfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And now, before starting our program, we'll listen to chapter Yusuf, verse 87.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min rawhillah. Innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa القوم الكافرون.
O my sons, go and find out about Joseph and his brother, and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The famine continued to strike hard in the Egypt and in surrounding areas, including Canaan. Once again, Jacob ordered his sons to go to Egypt and procure the food supplies necessary. But this time, the search for Yusuf and his brother Benjamin were placed at the top of the list of priorities. The brothers were sure that Yusuf was no longer alive, so the advice of two old father astonished them greatly. He reminded them that they should never despair of divine grace, for there was a sign of disbelief. Allah's mercy can remove all difficulties.
Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah.
Hope for God on IRIB English Radio today is special. Hope is necessary for those who are heading towards Allah, the Almighty. Because if a devout worshipper loses hope, then he is heading for ruin. A sincere Muslim hopes that Allah, the Almighty, will forgive his sins and that he will enable him to rectify fault in himself. He hopes that Allah, the Almighty, will accept his good deeds and hopes to draw closer to Allah, the Almighty. Thus, hope is one of the most important means that one must possess in order to continue his journey towards Allah the Almighty with steadfastness, especially during the age of trials and tribulations we now live in. Hope is a means of steadfastness. It is the complete opposite of despair, and to feel despair is to give up on the mercy of Allah the Almighty, which is a sin in itself. As Allah the Almighty says in chapter 12, verse 87 in the Holy Quran, "And despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except disbelieving people." This was the advice of Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him, to his sons.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raja or hope is that everybody should be hopeful to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, the abundant mercy, the abundant and unexpected mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, we find that this type of attitude or, I mean, this type of balance in one's life steers everybody to the right direction. First of all, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much effective in making everybody, in making and sustaining everybody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves anybody alone. And another point is that people should be warned, should receive this serious alert that upon committing any wrongdoing, certainly they would receive its consequences. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts good deeds from those people who are pious. Now we find that those people who are pious know that, an integral condition or an integral part of every sort of piety is having utmost sincerity. And this sincerity directs people to move in the right way toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's this sincerity that proves to be an integral part of all kinds of piety. And because of this piety, it's that the sins of those people who have committed some sins may be forgiven. And this practical repentance and the opportunity to achieve a practical repentance is also a good way and a good sign of the divine mercy upon everybody, all people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
As previous program, we'll listen to difference between hoping and wishing. Hope is a suitable desire that is attainable in the future, and therefore, because of its possibility, is based on reality. So hope is a mental phenomenon, such as the more it is based on reality and truth, the more suitable and efficient it is. A wish, on the contrary, refers to something which is unobtainable and there is no hope or indication that it may happen in the future. A wish is expressed through phrases such as, "I wish it was," "I wish something like that happens." Therefore, human beings with far-reaching wishes are forced to waste his mental energy in formulating reasons, reforming that he perceives as reality and eliminating illogical selections of the truth. In this expression, wishing is a kind of want that is unobtainable. So it might become the source of negative effects in the future and shortcomings in duties related to the present.
Of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
From the list of tips for remaining hopeful, we reach to staying connected to others. Let's think about it more. This is not uncommon to feel that you are the only person going through whatever you are struggling with. The wonderful thing about talking with people is that you soon learn that everyone is dealing with one thing or another. There is a lot to learn from other people's ways of coping. Community and support groups can be a great way to get connected with others who are going through similar things and can provide useful suggestions and tips on how to get through your difficult times. In the same way that is important to stay connected to people, it is equally as important to stay connected to the present moment.
Hope has good and bad. Some people are hopeful in a good way, and some people know they live false hopes, false dreams. They say a man was asked, "When are you going to get married?" He says, "Very soon." "To whom?" He says, "To the king's daughter." "How?" He said, "I like her, my mom likes her, my father likes her." So 50% of the issue has been resolved. Now, she has to agree, her father has to agree, and her mother has to agree. So we're 50% there. That is almost like false hope. However, the hope that is constructive is what we need to have in our lives. Let us take a look at some traditions from the Ahlul Bayt in that regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Man kana ya'malu an ya'isha ghada fa innahu ya'malu an ya'ish abada." He says, whoever is hopeful that he's going to be alive tomorrow, then he's going to be hopeful that he's going to live forever. Meaning, we are supposed to live a life that comes with an understanding that life does not last forever. If we're continuously hopeful towards this life and we never think of the next, then all we do is we construct this life and we construct this life as if we're going to live forever. And when the time comes that we depart, we find that hope brings us so much regret, for we have not constructed, we have not built for the hereafter. Another hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "Al-amalu la tantahi." Hope never ends. People are hopeful to have $1 million. When they have the million, they want more. They're hopeful to have one child after 10 years. "Oh Allah, we've been married. We don't have children." When the one comes, they ask for the second. They want the second. And so on and so forth. Hope never ends in life.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amana.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. Ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
صلاة الله عليه بركة الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
عليه صلاة الله